All television and radio stations in the United States will now cease their regular programming.
As always, with a trauma-based mind control operation, what matters is the deception the Kenites want planted into the minds of the population, and you see a pattern to it with the Las Vegas and Charlottesville incidents especially. But you want to be able to see the forest for the trees rather than getting caught up in the minutiae, just like with the JFK assassination. Most people got so wrapped up in how it happened, they forgot to ask why it happened. So to make a long story short, this is all about fertilizing the left-right paradigm using the Hegelian dialectic to keep the so-called left and the so-called right at war with each other, which strengthens the deception on either side and formulates the one-world political system that emerges at the woe of the fifth trumpet. Wars and rumors of wars are how the shadow government, the Kenites, through their four hidden dynasties, in this case politics, form the skeletal structure of the one-world political system that emerges at the woe of the fifth trumpet. We're not in a one world government yet, that's obvious, but there is a war going on in the political world. In the Hegelian dialectic, you have a thesis and an antithesis, and these two eventually will form a synthesis, and that happens at 666 ultimately, because in the one world political system that emerges at the woe of the fifth trumpet, the lion will be the right and the bear will be the left, but then the deadly wound happens, and then 666 is the synthesis, when you have the bear and the lion merged together in a one-world religious system, and that happens whenever Satan appears as Antichrist at the woe of the sixth trumpet. But before the 5 months can even begin, they have to solidify the left and the right. And as you've probably heard me say before, the Stalinists took over the Democratic Party in 1933, and the Trotskyites took over the right wing, the Republican Party, in 1980. So they have to build up both sides in order for them to fit into their one world system whenever Satan and his angels are cast from heaven unto the earth. So don't focus on the details of what happened in Las Vegas so much that you lose sight of the big picture. Take a step back and look at it objectively without getting emotionally involved, with the Word of God first and foremost at the front of your mind if you want to see the simplicity of it. It's really very simple. The brain has a left and right hemisphere, to use an analogy here. So imagine the one world political system has a brain with a left side, which is the bear, communism that is to say, and a right side, which is the lion, the Christian nations of today. And down the middle, you have the Euphrates of the mind, if you will. And what happens at the sixth vial? The Euphrates is dried up and the lion and the bear merge into one. And that's when those three ribs are in the mouth of the bear, as it's written of in Daniel chapter 7. In the one world religious system, when those three horns are plucked up by the roots, whenever the little horn, which is Satan's role of Antichrist, comes into it, whenever Satan appears, those three Christian nations, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Judah, cease to be Christian nations because they'll begin to worship Antichrist. Because if you worship the devil, you're no longer a Christian, you're a devil worshiper. That's how they die spiritually. Notice it also says in Daniel chapter 7 that the lion had eagle's wings. That's symbolic of our Father's protection, because at the time they're Christian nations. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked. Why would God's protection be removed from the Christian nations? Because at 666, they're no longer Christian nations. They're absorbed into the Babylon of the end times. Babylon meaning confusion, the Euphrates being the border between truth and confusion, symbolically. So when you remove that border, the left and the right politically become one in a one-world religious system. There's no longer Christian nations. There's only God's elect who have the seal of God in their forehead and are not deceived at that time because they understand the truth of God's word. After the eagle's wings are plucked from the lion, it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, that man of sin written of in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the son of perdition. And don't let it throw you that Satan is called a man. He's also called a man in Isaiah chapter 14. 14, as well as Ezekiel 28. And that's the chapter where he gets the death sentence, making him the one and only son of perdition, the only one sentenced to perish by name. And a man's heart, a mind, that is to say, was given to it. And that's speaking of the mark of the beast, using that brain analogy we were going over earlier. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, as it's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, that he may instruct him? But we, as Christians, have the mind of Christ. But these deceived Christians, whenever they die spiritually, will no longer have the mind of Christ. They'll have the mark of the beast, the mind of Antichrist, that is to say. That's what it's speaking of in Daniel chapter 7. That's where all this is headed, and the Christians are that third written of in Revelation chapter 9, except for God's elect, those with the seal of God in their forehead. Most Christians will be deceived because they're deceived now even, by the any moment now rapture doctrine, thinking Christ is going to return at any moment, which is one reason they're going to think that Satan is Jesus' return to rapture them away. A liar will tell you whatever you want to hear in order to deceive you, and Satan is a liar and the father of it, as Christ said in John chapter 8. So a one-world political system is now being formulated slowly but surely, but we're still in the wars and rumors of war stage of it, obviously, and it's not until Satan and his angels, Daniel's fourth beast, are cast from heaven unto the earth at the woe of the fifth trumpet that the one world political system emerges, the New World Order as it's known. With the mouth like the mouth of a lion, that's the Christian nations, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Judah, and that's the United Kingdom, including the Commonwealth, the United States, and Germany, and Europe is included within that, the Christian nations of the world. Feet like the feet of a bear, that's the communistic and the Islamic nations. Remember, Esau married one of the daughters of Ishmael back in the book of Genesis. So Islamunism, you could even call it, to make it simple to understand, and you can see that within the nations listed under Russia in Ezekiel chapter 38. In other words, the non-Christian nations, or even the anti-Christian nations, are who the bear is symbolic of. The Battle of the Valley of Haman Gog, written of in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, doesn't transpire until the end of that 5 month long hour of temptation at the seventh vial, which is when the true Christ returns. The one world political system is also like a leopard, and that's the Kenites and their four hidden dynasties, the infrastructure of this one world political system. And it had 10 horns, and those are 10 fallen angel kings that reign 1 hour with the beast. That's the entire 5 month period. Fallen angels that are cast from heaven to earth with Satan at the woe of the fifth trumpet. It has 10 horns, and you only see 10 horns on Daniel's fourth beast, which is exclusively supernatural. Then the deadly wound by a sword, and then the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial, which is when Satan appears. Those three are plucked up by the roots, meaning the wings of an eagle, which is symbolic of God's protection, are plucked from the lion, and that's when it's lifted up from the earth, because when you pluck up something by the roots, what are you doing? You're lifting it up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and that's the man of sin, the Antichrist, the little horn, and a man's heart was given to it. A man's mind was given to it, Satan's mind, that is to say, and that's when they're made desolate of the true Christ. This is one of the many reasons Satan is known as the Desolator. The true Christ doesn't return until immediately after Satan's tribulation, and you can read of that in Daniel chapter 7 as well. Notice in the last verse of Revelation chapter 8, you see an eagle fly through the midst of heaven saying, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound." So the woe of the fifth trumpet is yet future. That's when Satan and his angels are cast from heaven unto the earth, as is plainly obvious from the next chapter, Revelation chapter 9, where you can see that locust army written of, and the locust army are the fallen angels, and only the fallen angels. All you see right now are types. The actual locust army is only here for 5 months, and they don't physically kill anybody. Only spiritually do they poison people's minds during that first half hour, the first 2.5 months of the 5 month long hour of temptation, that is to say, setting them up for the spiritual kill at 666, which is when the fourth and final stage of the locust army begins, the consumer stage. So that's what happens at the woe of the fifth trumpet, but we're in 555 now, and the woe of the fifth trumpet is obviously yet future. The fifth seal has to to do with God's elect and the sealing of God's servants in their forehead with the truth of God's word is going on right now, as well as the formulation of the one world political system that emerges at the woe of the fifth trumpet. The fifth vial is the deadly wound, and you can already see the mentality that brings about the deadly wound already brewing in the world, but you want to remember the type of the deadly wound in Matthew, where Peter cut off the ear of Malchus, which means kingdom, when Christ said to Peter, "Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword." We also see it written of in Revelation 13, where the deadly wound is also written of. "He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword." In other words, those who participate in the deadly wound obviously didn't read God's word with understanding. Otherwise, they would know better than to participate, being familiar with what happened to Zedekiah whenever he rebelled against the king of Babylon. And being ignorant of God's word, they'll be killed spiritually when Satan appears as Antichrist. Remember what happened to Zedekiah? He had his eyes put out and he was carried off to Babylon, which means confusion, where he died. Those who are deceived by Antichrist, Satan that is to say, whenever he appears in Jerusalem at the sixth trumpet, will be killed with the sword that comes out of Satan's mouth, which is the deception, the opposite of the sword that comes out of the mouth of the true Christ in Revelation chapter 19, verse 15. The truth of God's word, because Jesus Christ is the word of God. So you don't want to participate in any deadly wound to the one world political system, because again, Malchus means kingdom, and it's when the fifth vial is poured out on the seat of the beast, the political beast that is to say, that his kingdom was filled with darkness, and Malchus means kingdom. And then the sixth vial is poured out on the great river Euphrates. Remember the brain analogy, the border between truth and confusion being removed from their minds, and that's when they receive the mark of the beast. The confusion of Babylon, which is what Babylon means, is confusion, fills up their mind whenever they're deceived into receiving the mark of the beast. And this should remind you of Satan's flood of lies as well. It may sound sophisticated, but it really isn't. It's really simple. You're either on one tree or the other. The tree of life, which is God's family tree. The natural branches are the 12 tribes, the Christian nations. That's only if they're Christian, though. You have to be a Christian in order to become part of God's family tree. God divorced Israel a long time ago. There are natural branches, which are the natural seed, and those grafted in, as it's written in Romans chapter 11. The negative to that positive is Satan's family tree, and Satan is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It has natural branches as well, which are the Kenites, but unfortunately, many, because of Satan's deception at the sixth trumpet, will be chopped off of the tree of life and grafted onto the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, becoming part of Satan's many-membered body, the many-membered body of the Antichrist, the whore of Babylon, in other words, as opposed to the Virgin Bride of Christ, who waits for the true husband to return. So see the simplicity of the truth of God's word. Either you're on the tree of life, either you believe upon the true Christ and wait for the true husband, studying your Father's word, whereby you receive that seal of God in your forehead, or you're deceived into receiving the mark of the beast and becoming part of Satan's family tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, not the Virgin Bride of Christ, but the whore of Babylon. And Babylon means confusion. There's only two choices here. It's that simple. Life, the tree of life, the true Christ, or death, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the false Christ, who appears at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial. The true Christ doesn't return until the seventh trumpet, the seventh vial, and within the time frame of the seventh seal, immediately after that half hour written of in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And as the true Christ said in the last verse of Mark chapter 13, "What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch."